Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jefferson Shaw. The US says a proposal for a 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah was coordinated with Israel, despite Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting the plan. Talks are continuing between US and Israeli officials at the UN General Assembly in New York, where Mr. Netanyahu will speak tomorrow. The BBC's James Landale reports.
What some diplomats have noted is that Mr. Netanyahu has not thus far explicitly ruled out a ceasefire. They're drawing some hope from that. They are hoping that tomorrow Mr. Netanyahu will be as pugnacious and uncompromising in public as he normally is, but in private they hope he will be more amenable and more considered. Certainly tonight the Americans and the Israelis are locked in intensive talks about this. The argument the Americans are making is that all-out war will not make northern Israel safer, but a negotiated settlement would.
The defence minister says thousands of Australians are still in Lebanon as Israeli airstrikes continue. The federal government is urging those remaining to leave while the airport is still open. Speaking at defence talks in the UK, Richard Miles refused to comment on whether Australia plans to send more troops to the Middle East. Shoppers have lost all confidence in supermarket pricing, according to an inquiry. The ACCC has released its interim report into major grocers, finding Coles and Woolworths have increasing dominance in the sector, while suppliers are also being forced to sell their produce at a loss. Deputy Chair Mick Keogh says stakeholders have several issues, which they will continue to investigate.
The concerns revolve around high prices, excess profit margins, and confusing pricing policies. The next stage of our inquiry will examine all these issues in great detail. We will also be conducting public hearings involving senior executives of the major supermarket.
A rideshare driver has been charged over a crash which killed a father and daughter in Sydney's southwest. Katie Fuller reports.
A 12-year-old girl and 41-year-old man were killed when their DD collided with a ute at Milperra. The sedan rolled, trapping the driver and three passengers inside. A 10-year-old boy was rushed to hospital in a stable condition. The father and daughter died at the scene. Months after the crash, the 52-year-old man behind the wheel has been charged with two counts of negligent driving, occasioning death and causing bodily harm by misconduct. He's been granted bail to appear in court in November.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has held meetings with US President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris in Washington, D.C. The US has announced another military aid package, this time worth $3.5 billion. President Zelensky says there must be an end to the war.
We have to keep pressure on Russia to stop the war and to make truly lasting and just peace. It's a top priority for us and for other freedom-loving nations to achieve not a freezing, but real peace for us.
And back home, ceremonies are taking place around the country today, remembering police officers who've lost their lives in the line of duty. A Sydney service is underway at the Police Wall of Remembrance at the Domain.
Hope Sport.
Footy fans have been gathering at the Melbourne Cricket Ground in readiness for the grand final parade. Eddie Summerfield reports.
After 2 days of gloomy skies and rain, Melbourne has turned on a cracker for the grand final parade. The sporting precinct calm at the moment before it's flooded by up to 300,000 people later on this morning. The parade begins at the Tennis Centre at 10:30. There'll be a roulette display and both teams will be presented on stage at Yarra Park outside the G just before midday. Brisbane and Sydney will then be ushered away for a light training session on the MCG this afternoon, which is open to fans.
And Aussie Daniel Ricciardo's time in Formula One has officially come to an end. It's been removed from his seat at Red Bull Racing.
Hope weather.
A chance of showers today, becoming less likely in the late morning. Winds southeasterly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, increasing to 30 to 40 k's along the coast, heading to a top of 18 degrees across the city. Right now it's 15 degrees in the city, 14 in the west. A shower or two tomorrow, getting up to 20 degrees. A high chance of showers on Sunday, a top of 23. A chance of showers on Monday and 22. That's the latest Hope News. I'm Jefferson Shaw.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Are you a parent?
parent of a child experiencing autism? At Autism 360, we understand that every child's unique with their own strengths and challenges. Our mission is to empower parents with simple, evidence-based strategies to help your child thrive. Our team specializes in helping your child express their needs, manage big emotions, and become more independent. As parents, we know you're doing a great job, but without help, you could become extraordinary. Visit autism360.com.au. Station sponsor.
Every relationship deserves the best support. Station sponsor Catholic Care Sydney offers pre-marriage education and relationship enrichment for couples paving the way for a happy future. Marriage and relationship education services help you build a strong foundation for a lifetime of love, whether you're newly engaged or married for years. Catholic Care expert interdenominational facilitators will offer you guidance tailored to your relationship. For more information, search for marriage at catholiccare.org.
Rachel's Forest, a crash on Moringa Road that's affecting eastbound traffic at Altona Avenue. Chullora Centenary Drive remains busy at times going northbound. The right bridge looking okay in both directions. In Campbelltown, a spill on the Maryland Road at Blaxland Road. Shop collectible Camilla prints in iconic silhouettes. The famous Camilla online warehouse sale is on now. Discover beautiful pieces to love forever at camilla.com.au. Station sponsor. I'm Ian. That's latest city traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2 mornings with Ben McKechnie.
Yeah, a very terrific Friday morning to you. And I totally confess that I'm basically just jumping on a bandwagon right now by saying, go the Swans in the AFL Grand Final. I'm sorry, Swans, I'm not actually a supporter and haven't followed you guys. But hey, we're here in Greater Sydney and the Sydney Swans going for the AFL flag tomorrow. So go the Swans on Hope 103.2 this Friday morning, bringing it back down. Wherever you're at, following the AFL or not, always glad to hear from you, Chris Witz.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Chris Witz with you. Now, the story is told of the farmer who lived his whole life on the same farm. It was a great farm, but with the passing years, the farmer began to get tired of his possessions and surroundings, and he longed for something better, and every day he found a new reason to criticise the old place. So he wanted to sell out, and so he listed the farm with a real estate agent. And the agent prepared a newspaper ad with all the great things about the location, the equipment, the livestock, and the acres of fertile ground. And when the farmer read the ad, he was sort of puzzled and very silent for quite a while. Then he said, "Hold everything. I've changed my mind. I'm not going to sell." He said, "I've been looking for a place like that all my life." Now, you might have heard that story and had a bit of a smile about it, but contentment's an interesting word. He really wasn't content until it suddenly came up to him in a fresh way what a wonderful farm he had. So are you discontent with the surroundings where you live? One of the greatest challenges in life is to be content with what you have. I think it's a great subject, this. It seems more and more people are sinking deeper into debt to accumulate more things in life that really don't provide lasting fulfillment or happiness. And really, what's the point of that? Well, we want to accumulate things and regard them as treasure. I guess that's part of human nature. We think that if we have more material possessions, perhaps more money, that we'll be more secure. But the Bible asks a very troubling question. Do I look to myself and the things that I can accumulate as security, or do I stand on the promises of God? And the promises of God tell me that God will look after me and provide for my needs. Because Jesus told his disciples, he said, "Don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you'll wear." He said, "Isn't life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? But seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." They're wonderful words. That's in Matthew chapter 6. You can read it. The Bible also says that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And when our heart has been touched by God and his love, we become more realistic about the things in life. They don't become really as important, perhaps, as they used to be. Things can easily be replaced in our society. So we sort of assume that everything and everyone is expendable unless they meet our needs. So before you decide to sell the farm, as it were, stop and take an inventory. Because Paul, the Apostle Paul, he knew about contentment. He said, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned, he said, the secret of being content in any and every situation. Whether I'm well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want, I can do everything through Jesus Christ who gives me the strength. That's Philippians 4, 12 to 13. So Paul had learned to be content because of his relationship with Jesus. So when we become a Christian, when we find our life in Jesus, the values that we have change. We start noticing, for example, the little things that we took for granted, perhaps, and we have that attitude of gratitude. We can be grateful for so much. If you're a content person, you will lead your life with a sense of compassion because you see, well, God's going to provide for my daily needs, therefore I can do something for others. So everything that we have, every good thing that is really a gift from God. And if we've got that, we really do need to share it with other people. So I think it's important to really treasure the things of God rather than trying to hoard up things here on earth. And if we get a life in Christ, if we believe in Jesus Christ, we will receive more than we could ever imagine. And you talk to people who've been on the Christian life for a long time, and they'll tell you exactly that, that God has been blessing them and been with them all the years. And that's really the secret of contentment. Well, eternal God, we're grateful today for our families, and especially for the family of God, because, Lord, your grace allows us to live lives of our own choosing, and yet we know, Lord, that we can be content because we belong to you and the family of God. So help us to be content, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Like I'm running from I'm a shadow.
Hope Mornings, that is Garvey. I'm Ben McKechnie, and last night I learned at least two things. Well, one, I already knew, it was a nice reminder, and the other one, wow, never thought to do that. So, the first one, I learned that we should be thanking teachers all the time for the stuff that they do, particularly the extracurricular. So, last night, my daughter got to be part of primary proms, which she hadn't done previously. We hadn't been to Town Hall in the centre of Sydney for this primary school extravaganza where choirs from all over the state gathered together, and there were four nights this week, about 2,000 students in total in these mass choirs. They have been practicing at their primary schools, like my daughter had, all year. Hats off to teachers, not for just the work they do in the classroom, private or public school, wherever it might be, but also for all the extracurricular stuff that they do. A lot of effort, so much effort went into putting in such a great performance last night. And at Town Hall, it was pretty spectacular. That was one thing that I not really learned, was reminded of. The second, the most polite way to encourage people to applaud in public, I witnessed last night. One of the young ladies who was doing a great job as the MC out front, instead of having a giant sign that says applause, or for making a big song and dance about it, like clapping really powerfully to encourage us to clap, instead she clapped like this. But you could see her doing it in a very modest but encouraging way. So next time you wish to encourage politely people to applaud in public, take a leaf out of this young lady's book. Hopefully, works every time. Hope Mornings, Stephen Sanchez. Good morning to you.
Georgia, write me a memorial, in my arms, let me hold you.
Listen closer.
Hope 103.2.
breath away, holding the bank page. He got the letter to go and take the house away. I'm about to have a daughter. He yells it in the air, feeling the weight of the world. I just don't care. He lit a cigarette, felt it on his lip, driving home on a long road with regret. He pulls the window down, shouts it out loud, pushing the pedal and praying, Lord, help us now. He's looking for a reason, watching the sun coming down. Can you hear when we call? Slinging coffee with dreams heavy as cement. They're coming one by one, the face of falling love. I write a song with a prayer as I slide the cups. Oh, can you hear when we call?
G'day, my name is Ben McKechnie, that's Matt Carney on Hope 103.2. And let's say you have really good news, the best news ever, and you've shared it, and it seems to be falling on deaf ears, but you still want to keep sharing that good news, maybe with people that haven't yet heard it. Well, be inspired. This week in South Korea at the 4th Lusan Congress on World Evangelization, the State of the Great Commission report was unveiled, and part of that report said that, according to its statistics, about 97% of the 450,000 Christian missionaries around the world, about 97%, they have been sent to people that already have heard the good news of Jesus. What that means is that there is plenty of space to you for you to go to the rest of the world to share the good news of Jesus with those who have not yet heard it.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2.
Looks like you have spring fever.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready. Watch that. Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Are you a parent of a child experiencing autism? At Autism 360, we understand that every child's unique with their own strengths and challenges. Our mission is to empower parents with simple, evidence-based strategies to help your child thrive. Our team specializes in helping your child express their needs, manage big emotions, and become more independent. As parents, we know you're doing a great job, but with our help, you could become extraordinary. Visit autism360.com.au. Station sponsor.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor. Hope.
103.2. The beach and the skate park. Hope 103.2.
Hey, darling, where Woke up a stranger in a life I never thought I'd lead. The danger when I put my hope and faith in me, it's a battle. There's a war. Things that I should do, and I do the things I shouldn't, and I find myself working hard to just forget all that I did, I said I wouldn't. Bring me back to the days of me remembering that your love, it has no limits. So who will I choose, me or you? Won't you wake me?
Remember you love me,
I know that you do.
When my thoughts deceive my fragile heart, I know that you're for me,
and I know that you are.
Even when my world's falling apart, with you there's no worry. Yeah, you planned my life from the start, so what do I do? I choose.
forget the things that I should do, and I do the things I shouldn't. And I find myself working hard to just forget all that I did, I said I wouldn't. Bring me back to the days of me remembering that your love, it has no limits. So who will I choose, me or you? Won't you wake me up?
I don't hate hippos is something I don't think anybody's said on Hope 103.2. That is Group 1 Crew. I don't hate hippos, and neither does Roland, even though the British tourist in June this year on a holiday in Zambia was attacked by one. Now, before you have a go at the hippo, Roland points out that he and his wife were canoeing in a waterway and they knew that hippos were in the water. The hippo crashed into the canoe, knocked him into the water, did a lot of damage to Roland, but he and his wife very grateful to the hospital that patched him up, so much so they're raising money for it because, yeah, they love the hospital. And again, Roland doesn't hate the hippos. Oh, no. The latest season of Money, Faith and Finance podcast has wrapped up. But here's the good news. Bonus episodes
for you, including how to be smarter with money and your burning questions answered.
Hey, I'm Ben from the Money, Faith and Finance podcast. You can always share a back episode with a mate, rate, review it. Join the Money, Faith and Finance Facebook group, almost 600 members. And Money, Faith and Finance podcast will be back season 6 real soon.
Hope 103.2's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 103.2 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 755 33 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 103.2 Care Line volunteers. 722 755 33. Or at hope1032.com.au.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only 4 villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected 3-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Building hope for your today and tomorrow.
Hope 103.2.
How did we get here? We're cast away on a lonely shore.
can see in your eyes, dear. It's hard to take for a moment more. We've got to
burn the ships, cut the ties, send the flare into the night. Say a prayer, turn the tide, dry your tears and wave goodbye.
Step into a new
and wave goodbye.
Step into a new
through the sorrow, out of the fire, into tomorrow.
So flush the pills, face the fear, feel the weight disappear. We're coming clean, we're born again. I hope our lungs can breathe again. Oh, we can breathe again. Step into a
here. Bust out the tank tops and flip-flops. Hope 103.2.
Shepherd, Hope 103.2. Tomorrow at Sydney Olympic Park, Afrocultures Festival, which declares itself to be the biggest annual African arts and cultural festival in Australia. Performing at it will be young singer-songwriter John Mike. Earlier this week, I got to share a recent interview I did with him, and because Afrocultures is happening tomorrow, let's hear again from John Mike. Firstly, where are you from?
Originally, I come from Kenya.
How long have you been in Sydney?
Roughly 8-9 months now.
Oh, yeah. Why did you come?
They all ask that.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I really like my family, and it's been a while since I've actually been together with them for like 10 plus years. I always knew I was going to come here, but it's just like took a while to get there. And now that I'm here, I really love the place, like beautiful people. Yeah, get to share my music with them.
Yeah, now I want to get onto your music because you moved here because you've got family members here and you're making music with your brother-in-law who goes by the name of MC Connect, and your musical name is?
Saul Molokai. Do you want to know how I found that name?
You beat me to my question, mate. Yeah. Okay, all right. No, tell us.
So my mom is really Christian, and she's always had these values where I just need to stick to them. And I was like, if I'm trying to make something of myself, I really like love to like show my mom in that scene. And then I picked out the name Molokai from the Bible.
In the Old Testament.
In the Old Testament. And then I decided to add the SR because not many people can sing. And I was like, yeah, God knighted me this power to spread my truth. So I'm just going to say Saul Molokai is here to sing for you.
And you're looking to spread truth in many ways through your music. And right. Your latest track, and I'm sorry, John Mike, I'm not going to be able to pronounce the name. You say what the name is.
Tufu Rahiane.
There's no reason to be sad, cause I'm feeling summer vibes. Throw your hands up in the sky, and let me see if we can vibe. Tufu Rahiane.
Now, one of the reasons I want to talk to you about this is because I know that when you were writing this song, you're a guy who a lot of your music, even though you're a young bloke, you tend to write a lot of sad songs, right?
That's right, yeah.
And actually, before I get to what's different about this track, why do you do that? Why write about sad stuff?
I found it hard most of the time when I was young to interact with most people because I just like thought the worst of me. Once I got to know them, I'm like, they're really not bad people. So I just need to sit down, reflect, and write what I felt about those people. And I was like, it's really not doing me any good.
What's not doing you any good?
Writing songs about bad people.
Oh,
because, I didn't think I was a bad person.
Yeah. So is it like dwelling in negative things? Is that what it was like?
I used to do that a lot.
And, including in your music?
Including my music. And I decided to write about a sad song, which is a happy song.
Well, hang on, what? So this is the new track, right?
Yeah, this is the
new
track.
Pronounce it again, the name?
Tufu Rahiane.
Sure. And so it's a mix of sad and happy, which means what?
I wrote it in a very sad tone, but the message, if you're trying to look deep into it, because that's what I used to do most of the time, look deep into everything. And I was like, if you're trying to look deep into this song and just say, there's no reason for me to be sad anymore. Let's just all be happy.
But there still are often many reasons for us to be sad.
That's right, yeah.
But are you saying that you deliberately chose to write something that sounds sad but it's happy?
Yeah.
As a reminder of what?
As a reminder of just like life happens, just try to deal with it the best you can and not have yourself accountable for what people may think of you while doing it.
So it sounds a little bit like, and I know you're way too young to even know this song, but like that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah.
What you're getting at, you're really encouraging us through your music that even if things are sad,
right,
to remember that not just that life happens, but that things can get better or maybe even things are, like to be grateful for what you've got. Am I reading too much into this, John Mike?
No, you're actually doing what I want you to do. That's right. Yeah. I just want to say that, it's never that serious, you know? There's hope. I felt like everything bad that happened to me is because I trusted a lot of people. And then I just figured out that those people are out there living their lives just doing their best. and I'm still stuck in whatever they did to me. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to write a good song. But I do still feel sad, you know?
That is Sir Malachi, John Mike. Originally from Kenya, singer-songwriter based in Sydney, performing tomorrow at the Afrocultures Festival at Sydney Olympic Park.
Sydney's Hope.
1032.
I'm Sherry from Living Hope Funerals. Losing someone you love can be overwhelming, I know. That's why we're here, to serve your family. With genuine Christian care, we look after every detail, listen and be supportive to bring you a real sense of hope, comfort and God's love, making a very hard time that tiny bit easier.
Celebrate a life well lived with station sponsor Living Hope Funerals. Search livinghopefunerals.com.au.
How well do you know your neighbours? Timor-Leste, one of Australia's closest neighbours, is just a one-hour flight from Darwin. Did you know that Mission Aviation Fellowship is one of the few organisations flying to the country's rural districts? Last year alone, MAF carried out 320 life-saving medevac flights in Timor-Leste, meaning a life was saved almost once a day. Our Lord Jesus calls us to love our neighbours. Will you partner with us in this vital ministry? Visit maf.org.au/TL to donate today.
Station sponsor.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help anytime, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
Hope 1032.
I know how you feel, fighting for another breath, searching for the strength to lift your legs another step. Wounded by the past, how long will it last? Buried by the heavy weight, it won't be long. Keep holding on, you won't have to wear those chains. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Whatever the struggle, whatever the pain, no matter the fear or the battle you face, help is on the way. Of heaven's on your side, every prayer is heard, your rescue's coming just in time. Lift up your eyes, look to the hills, you won't be overcome, it won't be long. Keep holding on, sure as the rising sun. Help is on the way. His love never ends. I know how you feel, but it isn't over yet. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Whatever the struggle, whatever the pain, no matter the fear or the battle you face, help is on the way.
Weather's warming up, and so is Hope 1032.
I know I can be a little stubborn sometimes. You might say a little righteous and
32 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. The Prime Minister says the entire world is concerned about the escalation of violence in the Middle East as he reiterates calls for a ceasefire. Israel's Prime Minister has rejected international calls for a 21-day ceasefire against Hezbollah, calling on his country's military to continue fighting with full force. Anthony Albanese says they want to see an end to the loss of innocent lives.
I say to Prime Minister Netanyahu that he needs to listen to the international community, just like the other players in that region need to listen to the international community. The calls are very clear.
The White House says talks are continuing with Israeli officials at the UN General Assembly in New York. Thousands of Australians remaining in Lebanon are being urged to leave now. Back home, a funeral service will be held today for a young Sydney schoolgirl who took her own life this month. Family and friends will farewell 12-year-old Charlotte at a church in Bosley Park. Education Minister Prue Carr has told the ABC everything possible must be done to support students who feel vulnerable at school.
We need to make sure that we are supporting schools in every way possible to help young people through the challenges of adolescence and to deal with any bullying that they experience.
Lines have been moving smoothly so far at Sydney Airport for what's expected to be one of Australia's busiest days of air travel since the pandemic. Tens of thousands of passengers are heading to Melbourne to watch the Swans and Lions do battle in the AFL Grand Final or going away for school holidays. Sydney Airport Corporate Affairs Manager Josh Clements says those with check-in luggage should still arrive 2 hours in advance.
This is going to be the busiest day that we've had during the school holiday period. So on the domestic side, there'll be 80,000 people coming through the terminals today, and I expect a lot of those will be making their way down to Melbourne to see the Swans in the grand final.
Residents in high-growth areas around Sydney's southwest and on the central coast are increasingly being targeted by scammers. Sophie Clark explains.